Talking of coming face to face with wildlife, Jess has just sent me a newspaper article that was published 13 years ago, October 31, 2007. And it's the story, it's the Cairns Post newspaper. And it's the story of two teenage boys who admitted to bashing a 2-metre crocodile to death after it had been lurking in a drain for days. The 1.8-metre crocodile was found dead on the bank of a creek in Cairns with injuries to its head, a spokesperson for Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service said in the Cairns Post back in 2007. There was a David Stallwood, 12 years of age, and a Henry Tabar, 14. They told the Cairns Post newspaper they'd caught and killed the crocodile because it posed a threat. One of those boys, David Stallwood, is on the phone now. Is that you, David?
Yeah, mate. How's it going?
That was you.
Oh, a long time ago, yes.
Wow.
I'll just clear something up, mate. In that news article, it claimed that we killed the crocodile, which we didn't. There was an older gentleman who watched us catch it.
Yeah.
Because we fought it for about 3 hours. He came over with a rock and started bashing it with a rock. He got 16 months in jail and I think it was about $20,000 fine. So he was done for that. But, yeah, we didn't actually kill it, mate. We caught it.
Right. The article says that you admitted to bashing a 2-metre crocodile to death. That was the Cairns Post, October 31, 2007. But you didn't. Tell me, what happened? Take us through what happened that day.
Oh, so what? We came home from swimming and pretty much the whole community was out by the creek. There was a croc just under 2 metres. It had a dog in its mouth. So what has happened, it's jumped up and grabbed the dog out of one of the young girls that was walking past the creek, and it grabbed the dog. This was earlier in the morning. And then throughout the day, it had tried to grab a couple of the younger kids that were fishing by the creek.
Wow.
And we called the rangers and they said, oh, you know, it's Sunday, mate. We're not going to be able to get there until tomorrow. And we said, look, it's already tried to get two other kids and a dog, and we're not going to wait for you to come and grab it. So what we decided to do was go and catch it.
You were only 12 years of age?
Yes.
And you said all that?
Yes.
Geez, they breed them tough in far north Queensland, don't they?
Oh, bloody oath, mate.
So keep going.
Once we saw, I heard that it was had a crack at the kids, we went and grabbed the rope.
When you say had a crack at the kids, just elaborate on that, could you?
All right, so there was a younger, the Henry who I did it with, his younger brother Les was fishing down by the pipes, and the pipe's probably 2 metres from the water, and it's actually jumped up and tried to bite him.
And that's what they do.
Yes.
That's what they do. So keep going.
This was about 7 or 8 at night. We grabbed a torch and went looking for it because obviously you would be able to see it a lot better at night. We saw it sitting up on the cement slab that's covered in water under a bridge, and threw the meat out and it grabbed it.
Then what happened?
Then we pretty much had a fight of our life for 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yes.
What went on in that 3 hours?
Just a whole lot of pulling, mate. No pun intended. But yeah, I've done a bit of fishing and that'd probably be the best fight I've ever had.
What was your intention? Did you intend to kill it?
No, the intentions were to try and pull it up onto a safer part where we're able to kind of figure out what we're going to do then. And this gentleman came over with a big rock and just dropped it on its head and just kept doing it.
And killed it.
Yeah.
He went to jail, you were saying?
Yes.
What happened to the croc after that? It was dead?
It was dead and they did an autopsy on it. And yeah, we were the next door neighbour to the bloke who did it was actually watching the whole thing, so they knew where to find us the next morning.
But you actually contacted the authorities during earlier that day to tell them that this crocodile was a menace.
Yes.
And what? And they didn't care.
No, well, it was a Sunday, so.
Mm.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not calling up to brag about this. We learnt our lesson. I have utmost respect for crocodiles.
Wow. Did you get your photo on the paper?
Yeah, every Cairns Post, about every news platform that there was at that time.
What's your advice for if ever we have tourists that can travel to far north Queensland, because you guys are doing it really tough now. What's your advice? Stay away from the water.
Stay away from your water and don't bend down near the water. Don't turn your back from the water. Don't go to the same spot. Say if you're camping to wash your gear, don't wash it in the same place. And just have the most respect for crocodiles, as it is their territory, their home, and we pretty much invade it on a daily basis.
Well, you're a very, very interesting character, David Stallwood. And all that happened all those years ago. How old are you now? Let me do the maths. That was 2007. How old does that make you now?
26, mate.
26. And you remember it like yesterday, I bet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. David, thanks for your time.
No worries.
You're in the draw for caller of the week. That's fascinating stuff. And and you today at 27 regret causing that crocodile grief.
Oh, 100%, mate. I wish we didn't even bother it in the first place.
There you are. Thanks for your call, Dave.
No worries, Luke. Have a good one, mate.
You
love
too.
The show.
Thank you, David. There you go. Jess will put that story on our Facebook page. You'll read the Cairns Post story. That's him. That's him, David Stallwood, who was 12 at the time. Wow, the people you meet here on the night shift, eh? 133353 is the telephone number. A reminder to all truckies, if you need some legal advice, have you copped a fine recently? Have you been booked for something that you think you need to get out of? Are you about to get a fine or are you about to lose your license? If you need free legal advice in about 23 minutes, Highway Advocates will be on the air. Rob and Adam, Robert Bell, who was an ex-truckie. He's now a paralegal. And his colleague, who is a lawyer, Adam Cockayne. They'll both be online and both able to give you some trucking advice, some legal advice. So if you're a truckie and you need some help, you can give us a call in about 20 minutes from now. Jess will let you know, or I'll let you know when. We'll take a break, be back. This is The Night Shift on Triple M.